detachment from the body. Dehi, body, videhi, without body. Brahma Baba did lot of this practice. He was able to produce energy, vibrations, urja, that frequency of lightness, soul conscious, detachment. And whoever used to come in front of him to take drishti experienced also detachment from the body. That is Brahma Baba. So Baba today told us, follow Brahma Baba. Whenever we have few seconds, don't occupy your mind with so many other thoughts, but go into this, you know, awareness. Who am I? I am Videhi. Detach from the body. Start to feel the separation from the body. While walking, moving around, eating, talking, I am a Videhi soul speaking to other soul. That experience is very necessary. It will give the relief to the soul of the burden of 63 births. Whatever soul is carrying a burden, tension, worry, subtle influences from here, there, the soul has to become free from that. So that's why Baba said today, what is most important is few seconds practice. In the second part of the Murli, Baba said, are you ready? In subtle attachment, strings, threads, if the soul has with, Baba said, room, bed, cabinet, we have to check. So coming to Madhuban means treatment, treat to yourself, give treat to yourself, have time for yourself. Dadis, when they used to come to Madhuban from their service place, even for one day, 2 days, stay in silence. Check if my mind is having any string of attachments, any kind of burden, bondages, barriers in the mind. So coming to Madhuban is time for the self. There will be many chances people will attract you to talk, sit, spend time here, there, selfie, photo. All this is body conscious. We have to be very clever now. We are a big family, no? Eat in silence, good. Get experiences more and more, accumulate these experiences. In Madhuban, in your Lokik place, you are busy with Lokik job and things to do. Here you get ready-made food, you get ready-made wash clothes, or you may have to wash later. You know, but plenty time we have. So how you will plan your time? Very sensible way. Any karmic accounts of so many births, if soul has in the form of keeping something in the mind, at the level of thoughts or feelings, negative thoughts, waste thoughts, Baba said today, hurts, past memories, which are burden for the mind. This is the time for us, when we are in Madhuban, to spend time with the Self, with Baba. Talk to Baba, present your life to Baba. Let Baba do the work now. No control over your own life here, Baba, you are the in charge. Let Baba do now. So let's do this seva to the self. Now one sister shared with me in February, she was in the meeting, and 28th, 29th February, she took time from Shantivan to come here. She told herself, 7 hours a day I will sit in yoga. So she, after breakfast, sit. Then go for lunch, after lunch, sit. Go for chai, after chai, sit. No sleep for 2 days afternoon, she renounced, but to 7 hours a day yoga. So she told me to share with all of you. It is fantastic. She said the experience, the satisfaction, the feelings. But with relationship, talk to Baba. Not just I am a point of light, but Baba, you are my relative. Whatever in your life happening, tell Baba. So she told Baba there was some case happening, you know, in her Brahmin family. And that person told her. So she said, Baba, this is $100. I give you charges already. It is in Baba's box, in Baba's room. She put it there. Baba, you are my judge. I select you, my lawyer. You now take this case and you clarify, you fix it. This is the situation. Then she became free, presenting to Baba, making Baba her lawyer, do the work, and Baba did. Through his vibration, Baba is Trikalda, she can touch anyone. So within 2 days, she got the call, and she from other country, so they said, oh, everything is clear now. You can see how Baba works? Very subtly. Pure vibration, touching the good thoughts to the souls. Yeah? So make Baba relative, friend, mother, father, teacher, not just point of light, but relationship with Baba. And present everything. Yeah? Baba is your mom, dad, everything. Tell Baba everything. Teacher, tell Baba about your student life. How you are passing your exams nowadays, whether it's a victory or defeat during the day, what is happening in my journey of life. Baba is our guide, he will guide us. He is our mentor, he will tell. You know, I used to stay with Dadi Gulzar 4 years in 78. You know, Dadi Gulzar was my mentor. So I used to come every year to Madhuban. I used to ask Daddy, Daddy, you tell me, this is the situation, this is how I am feeling, you tell me, where am I in my life? So Daddy used to tell me, because she was my guide, always for my spiritual life. So once I asked her, Daddy, how do I know I am closer to perfection or far away from perfection? So Daddy said, you know, it depends on your discernment power. So discernment power means during the day, whatever scene of drama comes, situation comes, challenges come, difficulties come, body pain comes, anything happening in your life, you can pass with honor. Pass with honor means you can make good decision, accurate decision. Accurate decision, good decision means you don't repeat whatever happened in your mind, in your words. If you keep on repeating what happened yesterday, what happened day before, keep on thinking and repeating, you are not passed with honor. You know? When you are passed with honor means discern and good decision, be free. And move forward. You know? This is how it works. So I said, Daddy, yes, you tell me now how far away I am from my perfection. She said, 75% you are. Okay, 25% you have to work. I said, Daddy, how do you know? She said, I know, you repeated something. Oh, I see. Daddy was observing, no, my journey, right? And how much I repeated, what I repeated. I see, Daddy. So, okay? So, when you pass with honor, no complaint, no repetition, seen, gone, gone, finish, you passed with honor. No complaint, no repetition, no influence of that on your mind. You are detached. You know? So beautiful these practical things, isn't it? So, since you are in Madhuban, try. I am doing 2.5 hours yoga every day, but you can try 7 hours once, at least once in Baba's room in Madhuban. You know, like today you are maybe not having so many tight activity, then you can take chance. Yesterday I inspired one group, they went also. Last group also I inspired, they went also. They said, very nice. One day you have to sit with Baba, open your heart, tell everything. But needs time, isn't it? Interest and sit and concentration and open your heart with to Baba. So you can take any day chance, but like today also is a good chance. Today, this morning, who is giving class? Abhiram Bhai, yeah. Yes, tomorrow I will be giving class also. We are just giving short classes, not too much also, 1 hour. But if you can plan such a way that you are in Pandavan, in Baba's room, even 2 hours through to morning, afternoon, evening, somehow you can calculate your time and design your time once you experience this. I was here in October, November, December, January. Each group we did also. We said, you go. Because I was also doing, I said, it's something wonderful. So take the chance of designing your yoga bhakti. Don't also depend with other Brahmins. Group, country, no. You, the soul, with Baba plan. And take your time, go there. Relax, sit in the garden, Baba's garden. Sit in Baba's hut. I did. Last week, I had 3 days, I just went every day. So beautiful. In the hut also everything emerged automatically. Vibrations are so good, because Brahma Baba worked on his each feelings in that hut, in that room. You can imagine, 33 years Brahma Baba took to become perfect. Each feeling he had to purify. That's why the prakampan, the urja, the energies, frequency is very pure. That's why double founders come here to Madhuban, to feel that prakampan, that feeling. Yeah, that's why nowadays 10:30 Indians will come every day, 5,000. So you plan in the morning, after breakfast, take the bus, go. You know, sometimes these people leave, then you go like that. That's why I took the chance, because these few days, no one coming. Yeah. So I said, this is the chance now. I also take chance, morning, afternoon, evening, you know, like today also I will go. You know, other day I did 4 pilgrimage, 2 hours to sit. It's so beautiful, I tell you. Until you open your heart to Baba, talk to Baba, intimate relationship with Baba, quietness inside, very important. So you design your time. Morning time is good. After Murli, eat your breakfast, take bus, go. No need to look here, there, who is going, what they are doing. You take your time, design your time. Go, sit with Baba. Morning is very good, not so many people. 10:30, buses come. 5,000 every day. Yeah, it is a design program like that. So before that, very few. I was sitting there the other day. Yeah, in the hut also I went to sit. I was able to get seat. We were only 5 people on that day. Yeah, so take chance. Tower of Peace, every evening there is beautiful yoga bhakti also. That also your chance. But design your own timetable. So have this aim also this time in this visit of Madhuban. And then during the day, we, dehi word, you keep it in your awareness. We and dehi. Dehi means soul. soul without body. Baba says, no, I am making effort to make you to forget the body. Body has so many paraphernalia, isn't it? Attracts attention. Look after, okay, body, but talk about body, think about body. You know, these are five elements. You know, so we have to become detached. One Murli Baba gave, I was listening. You know, I think it was last month, Baba talked about these five elements. You know, these five elements have attraction power. They can attract your attention and make you to think about it. The more, Baba says, you are detached, soul conscious, the more your body will be healthy. Because you can produce frequency of pure vibration which can heal these five elements. So really Baba's Gyan is so logical, so accurate, so pure. So once we understand this Baba's Gyan and apply in our life, we will be so satisfying in our journey. So today I just sit here a few minutes more and give you toli and welcome all of you. You have come. Which countries you are from? Mauritius, how many? Achha, most of them in this group, Mauritius. How many? 17. Okay. Huh? 30. Okay. Anyone other countries? Canada, how many? 2. Okay. USA? Okay. Australia, how many? Okay. Dubai? Azerbaijan. Acha. Okay. Any other one?
Israel.
Okay. 4, 5. Sweden, 1. Argentina, yeah. Colombia also. Yesterday I met Colombia. Anyway, those who come, the day before, like yesterday I met. Yesterday those who came, today we are meeting. Today those who will come, tomorrow we will be meeting. Tomorrow they will come, day after tomorrow. So we are having this system nowadays, welcoming arrivals. So welcome all of you. If you need any help or anything, we all are available here because it is nice weather now. When I was here in December, October, very cold. All double foreigners wanted warm clothes. But you are lucky, you don't need any warm clothes. You are okay, all of you? No problem? Okay, so keep yourself okay until you leave so that you can get full benefit of Madhuban. Okay? Om Shanti. So we will give you toli. Then you have a what time class? 11.